What the heck is making all that noise? Huh? Weird. That's an awful big truck to be coming all the way back up here. Yeah?
You Jim Myersburg?
Sure am. Can I do something for you?
This your land around here?
Well, yeah, sure is. 735 acres, half beef, half corn, got some hogs.
Any of it missing?
Missing? Well, not that I noticed. What are you talking about? I got all my cattle. That's what you mean, at least. Gee, I hope
so. No, I don't mean your cows. I don't mean your hogs. I mean your land. Have you noticed if any of your land's missing?
Well, not that I know of. But...
Come out here a minute.
What's wrong here? Now,
climb up on this truck and see what you see.
Okay. What am I?
What'd you see?
Truckload of dirt. Looks to be fairly nice soil. Good consistency.
Recognize it?
Recognize it? Not offhand.
Well, you should.
I should? What do you mean I should?
It's yours.
It's mine? What do you mean it's mine?
What do you mean, what do I mean? It's yours. I found it. I don't have room for it. I'm giving it back.
What?
What do you mean what? What are you, a parrot?
What?
Come on down here and take a look at this map. Now, do you see here? Here you are in Carroll County, Iowa, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there. Right
yeah,
there.
Now you got yourself an interesting problem here, sir. You see, I figure your land is right about even on the divide between the Mississippi watershed and the Missouri River watershed. So if this dirt here is from the west end of your property and probably washed down a creek eventually into the upper part of the East Nishabata River, which flows into the Missouri going on past Kansas City and St. Louis into the Mississippi River, either that or the dirt was from the east side of your farm, then it's probably washed down into the middle fork of the Raccoon River, which empties into the Des Moines River, which flows into the Mississippi, which flows right on by my house.
You're kidding.
Nope. The Mississippi goes right by my house. I ought to know.
Well, who are you?
Oh, sorry. Name's Jewel Ann Williams. I'm out of Gabriel, Louisiana, Ascension County. And we're on a bend in the river just south of Baton Rouge. You would not believe what comes floating by. Boards, trees, houses, cows, mailboxes, and dirt. Dirt from all over Ohio, Arkansas, Minnesota. Shoot, I'm sick of it. It's plugging up the swamps. The fishing's gone bad, so I'm giving it back. Where do you want yours?
Well, now, I'm going to have to talk to my... Wait a minute. How do you know this is my dirt?
I have my ways.
Well, that's not good enough. Now, this could be a trick. You could be giving me dirt from Pittsburgh, for all I know.
Come here a minute. See this?
Yeah?
Recognize it?
Recognize what? Just a pile of junk.
That ain't just any junk. That's your junk.
Mine?
Yep. Yours. See there? There. Now, it ain't all yours, but a lot of it is. So where do you want it? I got a lot of deliveries to make.
Yeah, I'll be darned. You're right. There's the license plate from the old Ford. Here's a couple of fishing lures I lost last spring. Look, there's Claude, my old teddy bear. This is wonderful, lady. But, hey, how do you know all this stuff was mine?
Found your wallet, too. Must have washed down with the rest of the stuff.
Any money in it?
No.
That's my wallet.
Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but I got to drop off a pro bass tracker in Minnesota and deliver an outhouse to Montana. Mississippi watershed covers a lot of ground, I'll tell you.
I guess so, but how do you know where all the stuff that washes down to Louisiana comes from?
Well, I don't. As a matter of fact, how'd you like a pair of pink plastic flamingos for your front yard?
Oh, well, sure, now we're talking. I'd be honored to take those off your hands. Thanks, Julianne. Thanks for everything.
That's okay. Glad to do it. Well, gotta get moving. Yee-haw!
Well, I guess sometimes a man goes back to the land, and other times the land comes back to him. Thanks again, Julianne. Guess I'll be seeing you again next year.